다 안에 계속지 답에 능고 준비로 쳐지지. 근데 심 저기 제발이야. 이치 제발스가 되네. 이치 제발스 간에 상지에 손에 이치 제네. 아니 가서 내가 참모 참모 아니 또배 제발 제야다라다. 이치 제발스도 쓰라고요.
And then the third one, which is the inferential cognizer through belief, it says the example of the third is inferential cognizer that realizes the instruction from giving arises wealth, from practicing morality arises happiness. It is incontrovertible with respect to. So earlier we talked about the extremely obscured phenomena or extremely obscured thing. So that is cognized through the belief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nin Sensi Sha, Lunsu Dante, Zimelosin, Tumji Des, Sija Chichi. Zevin Dante, Zemeke, something Chichi, Shippe Tolsa, Jumden de Jusu, Omar and Chichi, and Gomolin Sudansa, and the Sija Sholokashi, Pina, Sikatamba de Kim Wallace.
So there is this verse in the Precious Garland by Nagarjuna. He also quoted from Buddha scripture. And so the first line it says, Jimbel Loncho, it's like, generosity comes to wealth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then from the morality, it comes to happiness.
Uh-huh.
And from the patience comes a beautiful form and so forth. Yeah. So those that's the line from the verse in the Precious Garland.
Oh, yeah. Jimbel Loncho said, Jinni, Jodan Revinisha Tari. Tumji Des, I think, Jodan Revinisha Yongaris. Jinjig, 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 Rotante, Slova Mepati, Tumji Dek, Chambres, actually.
So wealth through giving and happiness through morality, So that, already explained the setup, cause and effects. Yeah. So that is cognized or realized by Buddha.
Oh, yeah. All those things. Ah,
So again, it says inference, through renown is pervaded by inference by the power of the fact. So what it means is that anything that is inference through renown is necessarily inference by the power of the fact. Right? And the direct perceivers are not pervaded by valid direct perceivers, and inferential cognizer are not pervaded by the valid inferential cognizer, because the second moment of sense direct perceiver apprehending form and the second moment of the inferential cognizer realizing the sound as impermanent are in senses of the subsequent cognizers.
So
the second moment of the direct perceiver and the second moment of the inferential cognizer are not not a valid cognizer. So that's the reason or the quotation quoted from the Dhammapada's commentary to the ascertainment of valid cognition. So after that, then it has explained all the about a valid cognition, a valid cognizer, a valid cognition, according to the Sautantika school. And then after that, it explains the non-valid cognizer, the mind which is not valid.
Uh-huh.
So before this, you know, when we, you know, studied the mind and, you know, cognizer, mind and cognizer, we talked about the 7 points of the mind and cognizer, right?
Lori dinge na ne tangbo somde ye to belo. Shima jibo de ye mato belo ye sta tu. Ba?
So in the 7 point, the first 3 are the mind that cognizes the object, and the last 4 are the mind that does not cognize the object.
Oh yeah. Is that that?
So we'll stop here. you might, you know, instead of understanding what Geshe is talking about, you might fall asleep.
Maybe. Yeah, that carry mata. Then in the, that you want magic, so you need to know just what.
So don't forget next time, okay?
Same as she passed.
We stopped. Don't forget where we stop next time.
I forget.
I know. I already forget.
Okay. Yeah, what should I check?
Do I do it? Okay, the first question, what is the definition of conventional truth and ultimate truth according to the system of Southantika school? What's the definition of
conventional truth is a phenomenon that's not able to perform a function ultimately. An ultimate truth is a function, an object phenomenon that's able to perform a function ultimately.
Conventional
truth is that which is able to perform a function, and conventional truth is that which is not able to perform a function ultimately. And ultimate
truth is compound, impermanent, just give the definition, don't have to say the examples.
Have fun.
conventional
truth is that which is not able to perform a function ultimately, and ultimate truth is that which is able to perform a function ultimately.
Oh, that was it.
Admission? Conventional truth is the phenomenon that is not able to perform a function ultimately. Ultimate truth is the phenomenon that is able to perform a function ultimately.
Are
you all looking at the text when you say it?
We need to memorize, okay? Close book. Then go ahead. Okay. Yeah, hi.
Ultimate truth is that which is able to perform a function ultimately, and the conventional one is the opposite.
Conventional truth is a phenomenon that is not able to perform a function ultimately, and ultimate truth is a phenomenon that is able to perform a function ultimately.
Okay. Yeah. When we can.
So yeah, you all said very good, you know. Next time maybe you can say by heart without looking in your note or in the text. Okay, next question. If an existence is divided into two, a single phenomena and different phenomena, can you give an example of each of them?
Yeah, of course. You forced.
A single phenomena would be a vase.
Okay.
A different phenomena would be a car and a carrot.
Two hands. Yeah, they are one last. Yeah, that would be syllable. Yeah, Ed.
I don't understand.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, that is. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's that?